WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather and meteorologist Dan Zara. It looks like it's time to grab the rain gear again.
Yeah, once again, we've got rain in the forecast. It is not here yet. All 21 counties of New Jersey showing up as dry, but that rain is now charging through Maryland and Delaware, and we'll start moving into southwestern New Jersey within the next hour. So it is going to be a pretty wet return to work and school this week, with periods of rain throughout your Monday. It'll be cloudy, breezy, and cool. We're seeing 40s across the board this morning, highs this afternoon only reaching the mid-50s. Lingering showers into this evening, and then the rest of the overnight we dry out a bit. It'll be mostly cloudy with possible fog. Lows fall to around 50. Tomorrow morning looks quiet and dry, but watch out for a quick round of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. Some of those storms could be on the strong side. Highs generally in the 60s tomorrow, and then Wednesday looks like the nicest day of the week, with mostly to partly sunny skies with high temperatures in the lower to mid-60s. Our next cool down will arrive on Thursday. Right now, Mount Holly, 46. Pompton Lakes, only 42. And Sayreville, 48.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Voters will finally decide tomorrow the $5 billion debate between President Trump's take-no-prisoner politics and the Democratic Party's supercharged fight to end the Republican monopoly in Washington. There are indications a blue wave may help Democrats seize control of at least one chamber of Congress, but Republicans are likely to pick up seats in the Senate, and many of the races in New Jersey and beyond are too close to call. As you get set for tomorrow's election, state officials are also ready to deal with any number of problems and issues that may arise at polling locations.
If you show up to vote and there's no record of your name in the polling book, Bob Giles of the Jersey Division of Elections says don't worry.
One of the things that will happen is they can look up their street address to make sure they are in the correct polling place. If they are in the correct polling place, they will give them a provisional ballot.
He notes this may upset some voters, so
if they want to vote on the machine and feel they are registered, they do have the option of going in front of a Superior Court judge, and they can reach out to the County Commissioner of Registration.
Giles adds, if you see anything strange, tell the poll worker inside or call the cops. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Dan Zaro's commuter weather. We have temperatures this morning that are, for the most part, in the 40s, and we have some rain that'll be on the way pretty much all day today. Cloudy, breezy, cool, highs in the mid-50s. Showers will linger into tonight, and although it will be a quiet morning tomorrow, some showers and thunderstorms are likely to move through in the afternoon. Temperatures are really going to linger around 70 or so for today and tomorrow. Dan will have more on your Election Day forecast coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, a vicious street fight caught on video, but where were police? We'll have the story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
All Jersey, all the time.
I'm a traveling nurse, and I listen to you guys all the time. You make me happy and laugh.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:06. Dan Zaro's commuter weather. Temperatures that are in the 40s now are going to go into the mid-50s today, and we'll have periods of rain all day. That rain will begin this morning. Cloudy, breezy, cool. Otherwise, showers linger into tonight, and we could have some Election Day storms. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. A big group of Central Americans have agreed to push towards Mexico City from a coastal state, planning to exit a part of the country that has long been treacherous for migrants seeking to get to the U.S., In a thundering voice vote Sunday night at a gymnasium in Cordoba, about 1,000 members of that caravan that's been moving northward through Mexico voted to try to get to the capital today by walking and hitching rides. A vicious street fight outside a bar in Seaside Heights. Further proof the action isn't over for this shore town just because the summer has ended. Patrick Lavery joins us live with the latest this morning. Patrick?
And Eric, there's a lot to unpack from the action packed into less than 2 minutes of a video originally posted to Reddit, which we have at NJ1015.com this morning. It happened in the middle of the night, Friday into Saturday, around 2 a.m., and the video was taken from inside JR's with music blaring, so you can't really hear what's going on outside, though the noise from the fight is what made people inside the bar watch anyway. So, why did everybody eventually just up and walk away? What caused this in the first place? And where were police? Nowhere near the scene outside JR's, either during the fight or after. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Police say they have several leads they're following to try and figure out who attacked an Egg Harbor City man and his nephew on Halloween night. 29-year-old Daniel Peterson was beaten with a pipe, suffering severe injuries and a broken jaw. His medical treatment is on hold because he has no insurance. The mayor is offering a reward, and a number of residents have come forward with information. Hand, foot, and mouth disease can spread like wildfire in a daycare or kindergarten class, but the viral illnesses isn't a problem just for kids. A number of college campuses throughout the country have reported their own outbreaks. At Princeton, 11 students have sought treatment just since the beginning of October.
The hope is that last week's fall break puts an end to the spread. Infectious disease Dr. Ted Louie with the Medical Society of New Jersey says fall is one of the hot times for hand, foot, and mouth disease. The mostly mild viral disease can cause a fever, sore throat, malaise, and blisters, typically a problem for small kids never before exposed to the viruses that cause it.
But also young adults in military barracks or universities could also be exposed in close quarters to other people with hand, foot, and mouth disease.
In rare instances, symptoms can be severe. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:09. Police are still looking for a 15-year-old Mountain Lakes boy who friends say dreamed of going to California. Thomas Colding disappeared last Tuesday. They think he took a train from Denville to Newark and then into New York City, but that's where the trail goes cold. Tens of thousands have shared a Facebook post by Colding's mother, who described him as way too adventurous. As part of an effort to make the distribution of school aid fairer, New Jersey's school aid formula was modified this summer, but a growing number of districts are banding together, preparing to file a lawsuit to challenge those changes.
Janet Bamford of the Jersey School Boards Association says the fact that multiple schools are suing over this issue is not surprising at all.
Several districts kind of had the rug pulled out from under them because they got one set of school aid figures in March and then built their budgets around it, and then this summer found out they were going to get substantially less in some cases.
She adds there's no real way to know how long a legal fight over the distribution of school aid is going to last and what will be decided, because this has never happened before. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A faculty member at a Central Jersey elementary school is charged with making a threat against that school. 33-year-old Matthew Acosta allegedly made the threat against a middle school in Cranford where he worked. Another staffer alerted police. It's not clear what the threat was or what prompted it. For all the attention paid to how New Jersey's new vote-by-mail law has led to more than 550,000 such ballots being issued, perhaps an even bigger change is that mail-in votes that arrive as late as Thursday will still count, so as long as they're postmarked by tomorrow.
Bob Giles of the State Division of Elections says there are times absentee ballots are labeled too late and voters notified theirs didn't count.
So if you were to put your ballot in the mail on Saturday and it didn't get there till Wednesday, prior to this law, it wouldn't count.
There's no set rule for if counties will announce late mail-in votes each day or wait till Friday. There's also likely to be more provisional ballots than usual. If races are close and campaign lawyers get involved, the state will represent county election boards and superintendents.
Obviously, if a legal issue arises, the Attorney General's office will become involved in those offices as needed.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Campbell's Soup has pulled down a webpage that featured Diwali-inspired recipes. A Hindu organization is demanding an apology because one of the recipes included a beef dish. The cow is sacred to Hindus. A Campbell's spokeswoman confirmed they removed the recipes. Company executives were speaking with the Hindu organization, but the organization says they're still due an apology. Temperatures this morning starting out in the 40s, 50s are going to do it for the high, and we're going to have some rain moving through today, possibly into tonight, and then heavier storms for Election Day. Dan will have an extended look at the forecast, and then we'll recap our top stories next. Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning to take a look at what's going to be a rainy couple of days, Dan.
Yeah, here we go into the first full week of November, and there's three rain chances we're tracking for this week. Today, tomorrow, and then again on Friday. Meanwhile, we've got a little bit of a temperature roller coaster, getting warmer and then cooler again. That is what fall and November is all about. It's really not raining at this point, maybe just some sprinkles along Salem, Cumberland, and Cape May counties. That's the southernmost tier of counties in New Jersey, but there is a blob of pretty steady rain pushing through Maryland and Delaware, so that'll spread through the state this morning, and then it'll be a pretty wet Monday from there on out, with periods of rain throughout the daytime hours. It'll be cloudy, breezy, and cool. High temperatures limited to the mid-50s today. Into this evening, of course, begins a little earlier now. Sunset is still before 5 p.m. We'll see lingering showers, and then eventually drying out a bit through the overnight, with mostly cloudy skies, some possible fog, and lows around 50. Tomorrow morning, Election Day morning, looks quiet and dry, but watch out for a quick round of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. Again, quick. It's not going to rain all day. But those thunderstorms could be on the strong side. We'll have some warmth and humidity in the atmosphere. Highs tomorrow range from 60 degrees in North Jersey to 70 in South Jersey. Wednesday, I think, is going to be the nicest day of the week as we see sunshine in the morning, some clouds later on, and high temperatures lower to mid-60s. We're cooling off on Thursday, more like 50s with plenty of sunshine. And again, that next rain chance coming into view on Friday. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, the day of reckoning for America's major political parties has nearly arrived, but many of the races in New Jersey and beyond are too close to call. Caught on video, a brutal street fight in Seaside, but questions remain like, where were the police? In sports, Jets lose to Miami, bye week for the Eagles and Giants. Nets pummel the Sixers, Knicks fall to Washington, the Rangers top the Sabres at MSG. Your bus stop forecast at New Jersey Fast Traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Monday morning. Not raining yet, but it's going to. Pretty wet day overall. Rain gear, umbrella, good idea. In the meantime, cloudy, breezy, and cool today. 40s this morning and mid-50s at best this afternoon. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
Jersey Radio.
Thanks, guys. You're a breath of fresh air. You're awesome.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 it is now on this Monday morning as we begin a new week. It will begin wet. Our chief meteorologist Dan Zarrow says we're going to see temperatures linger into the 50s today, even though we're starting in the mid to upper 40s. But rain is probably going to be with us most of the day into tonight, and then some stormy weather for tomorrow, Election Day. We'll have more on the forecast coming up here in a couple of minutes. An Ohio medical professor and family physician says he's gathering data and research on treating opioid addiction with cannabis. Dr. F. Stewart Leeds says research is limited, but believes the medical community should not ignore the potential value of marijuana in his state, where thousands of people die from opioid overdoses annually. Other medical experts aren't so sure. The director of the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services says there is zero medical evidence that supports treating opioid use disorder with marijuana. They're considered an easier and more palatable way to collect revenue from residents, but you're going to pay more either way. Excise taxes, like the extra charges for gasoline and tobacco, can really add up through just everyday purchases.
Prior to New Jersey's gas tax rising another 4.3 cents in October, a report from the Tax Foundation found New Jerseyans pay about $445 per year in excise taxes.
It really does kind of escape notice because just the nature of excise taxes, they tend to be hidden, but when you add it up, it's quite a big bite.
Joe Henchman with the Tax Foundation says excise taxes are typically higher than the general sales tax, and there should be a good reason why. Jersey's gas tax is meant to fund road improvements. Lawmakers are pushing to devote more of New Jersey's cigarette tax revenue to smoking cessation programs. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A windsurfer is dead after running into trouble in a Sandy Hook Cove. Rescue crews got the distress call and raced to the scene. They were able to get the man out of the water, but he died later at the hospital. He'd been windsurfing in the area of Horseshoe Cove in Sandy Hook Saturday afternoon. Retail vacancy rates up 7% this summer versus last in North and Central Jersey. The latest survey by a commercial realtor finds this is a trend that is getting worse, not better.
Group President Chuck Lanyard says vacancies were created with the demise of Toys R Us and some Sears and Kmart stores, but
if you take big boxes out of the equation, then you'll see that the vacancy rates are still low enough that stores that are in good locations are leasing.
Lanyard says in the ongoing battle with online retailing, bricks and mortar stores continue to evolve.
Retail is reinventing itself in different ways.
The lowest vacancy rates were on booming Route 3 in Clifton, the highest on Route 18 in East Brunswick, and Hooper Avenue in Toms River. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:25. The mayor of Ogden, Utah, who was killed in Afghanistan, leaves behind a wife and seven children. Officials say 39-year-old Brent Taylor was fatally shot Saturday by one of the Afghan commandos he was training. The attacker was killed by Afghan forces. Taylor had taken a year-long leave of absence as mayor, was expected to return to his job in January. His remains are scheduled to arrive at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware tonight. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 526. Temperatures are in the 40s now. 50s are going to do it for the high, and there is rain on the way. It's going to be with us for a while. Could get stormy for Election Day. Dan has the forecast details in 4 minutes on the half hour at 530. Also at 530. Could be pretty confusing for Jersey voters. We'll tell you what you need to know coming up, and business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 528, as we update business news. Asian markets have been tumbling today with fears that President Trump only reported progress in trade talks with China to score political points as the midterm elections draw near. On Wall Street, tech stocks slumped Friday. Apple reported poor earnings, said it would stop disclosing quarterly iPhone sales, and that company's stock gave up 6.6% on the day. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. Our news director, Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichal is at the editor's desk.
Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win two tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on now through October 31st at NJ1015.com.